good afternoon and welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the Files of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 12th of February, and I'm here with Kay. Hi Kay.
Hello Jeanette. It's nice to be here, and weren't we should have been here yesterday when it hit 43
oh,
degrees.
Oh yes, it would have been very nice down here.
It actually hit 48 degrees in my back garden, but that was in full sun.
Yeah.
That was very, very hot, and aren't we glad? It's one of those days when you just weather through it, get to the end of it, and then think, okay, that's
and hope that the garden weathers through it as well.
Oh, yeah, horrendous.
So. Yes, yeah. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago, Kapunda Grammar School. Mr. T.H. Smith, A.B., I don't know what AB stood for, who is now assisting Mr. Burton at the St. George's Schools in this town, has been appointed to take charge of the Kapunda Grammar School. Owing to his unobtrusive manner, Mr. Smith has not a very wide circle of acquaintances in Gawler, but those who possess his friendship will deeply regret the necessity which takes him from among them, at the same time wishing him every prosperity and happiness in his new sphere of life. We also learn that Mr. Smith's income will probably exceed £300 a year and cannot but feel surprised that Kapunda can support such a school better than Gawler, as the latter is decidedly a town of much greater importance.
I wonder if AB is meant to be BA.
Could be.
Yeah, more likely to be BA. I haven't heard of an AB.
No.
It's just a transposition. Anyway.
Mm. Yes, but £300.
That is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
What did he have to buy everything for the students at that price? Yeah. You think, or pay for another teacher or something?
I think teachers' incomes in around 1914 were about £100 a year from my research. So £300 150 years ago in the 70s is, yes.
Mm. He would be in a grammar school.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, there you go. £300. 100 years ago, Studebaker cars. In South Australia, Studebaker cars have, for a great number of years, attained a position on the highest pinnacle of public regard. During the past 18 months particularly, it will be noticed how Studebaker has risen in popularity, as during that period, nearly 400 Studebaker cars were sold by Duncan and Fraser Limited, the South Australian agents. Last month, they booked 25 new Studebaker orders. This month, buyers are getting their orders in early because they're an American car and they had to be imported.
Yes. Wow. It's interesting, Studebaker initially started making electric cars.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, in 1900, then switched to gasoline.
Really?
Yeah. So I think originally they were making carriages and stuff and then moved into the automotive industry.
Well, I think we should go back to car, we had, self-generate. It's a bit like electric bicycles.
Mm.
You know, there's a certain amount of pedal power. I know because I'm thinking about getting one. A certain amount of physical power to keep them going. But cars, you should be able to get them going and then they have a little generator in them that generates their own power.
Yeah.
And that would also govern the speed at which they travel.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I think that would be much more sensible than just pure battery. I mean, you'd have to have a battery for the generator to operate into. Mm. But anyway, that's my ridiculous thought because I don't like Musk. But anyway,
don't
quote me on that.
Yeah. So 50 years ago, the day Ben Hall shook hands with a banker.
Ooh.
Ben Hall pulled up outside the Gawler branch of the National Bank on last Friday, walked menacingly towards the front door and shook hands with the manager. It was something of a letdown for the spectators who had expected a mock hold-up, but it was proof enough that Ben is not held in the same light as his famous bush-ranging great-grandfather of the same name. Ben is making the trip in an original Cobb & Co. coach with his wife Molly to raise funds for Foundation 41 research. He claims to have raised $200,000 so far on their 10,000-mile trip around Australia. And I almost tripped over the word mile, but 50 years ago, I guess it was before we went metric?
We went metric in 1974. Yeah. So we were still getting used to the idea.
So, yeah.
We still flip between.
Yeah, the two.
Sometimes I'll flip between, mostly on kilometres, but Dad, because he was in the building industry, he just switched like that and he just went straight from inches straight into metres and centimetres. It was quite amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't think Mum ever changed because she didn't have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was quite outstanding. But, yeah, 1974 it changed.
But it actually triggered me to look up the Ben Hall, see if I could find anything about him, but I couldn't. Yep. Everything was about his famous ancestor. But I noticed the movie that was made in South Australia in 2017, which I'd never really heard much about, but I went and looked in the crew. So this is complete trivia, and Justin's brother-in-law is named as one assistant photographer on the film.
Goodness.
So that's the only reason I knew they even made the film.
So what's
Ben
Foundation
Hall.
41? I've heard
I'm not
of that.
Sure.
I think that might have been a state government. I can't remember. I'm going to find out what.
Yes, I didn't think to look that
Foundation
up.
Foundation 41
yeah, I
is.
Look it up. Mm. I thought yeah. I just looked up Ben Hall.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You're fairly common name too, Hall and Ben.
Mm.
25 years ago, and here we are. We're still on blueprint for the town centre.
Yes.
A new town centre management plan will be a step in the right direction for Gawler, according to town manager Jeff McKechan. The plan has been identified as a number one priority by council in the wake of continued residential expansion, scrutiny of Gawler's traffic routes and the pending Woolworths development. It has been made possible by a $50,000 grant from the Department of Transport, Urban Planning and the Arts under its Centre Action Planning Program. The plan will be a collaborative effort involving council staff and other consultants, including traffic engineers and architects.
Wow. And nothing came of it. I don't think anything has changed.
No, we have these plans and then they... Yeah. Oh, and then we're into the Malala Council. That'll be fun. Yeah. Your turn.
So, 10 years ago... Tapping into growth. Malala Council wants to tap into recycled water from the Bolivar treatment plant to boost the region's horticulture industry. More than 20 gigalitres of water would be pumped into the region annually through a network of pipes that could potentially expand from the Virginia pipeline scheme. If the project is successful, Council has entered into a memorandum of understanding with SA Water to supply up to 8 gigalitres of winter water through the Malala Northern Adelaide Irrigation Scheme. But if demand is high, that could eventually expand to more than 20 gigalitres.
It's gone ahead. No,
it's gone ahead.
There's two
yep.
big dams out on the Port Wakefield Road,
right.
just north of Porter Road, I think it is. But the supply is there, but they haven't been able to get the people to actually... The
Tap
demand.
Into it. Right.
Because of the cost. The cost
yes.
is quite significant
right.
Of purchasing the water. We've had people on the... other side of the highway that were desperate to tap into it, and SA Water refused to give them the supply.
No.
And we've had, because it was meant to be all happening on the eastern side
right.
of the highway, and
that's
a lot of dry land farming and open space farming. It's like, no, we don't want it here. And then there are people further afield that want to tap into it, which means pipelining it.
And there's
a long
a
way,
lot
and of course,
cost,
it's
yes,
a cost.
Yeah,
and so, yeah, while it's absolutely awesome, and it could turn the whole plains a lot greener if we only had the people to tap into it,
yes,
willing to invest, willing to tap into it. And you could expect the plains to be covered with a lot more plastic glass houses because the hydroponics are the way to go with it. That's proven throughout the world, where especially when you've got a warm, dry climate like we have.
Yes, you need
the visions of Spain and areas in that Mediterranean area, same type of climate. And they've all just got vast expanses of white. And they've just got glass houses and controlled environment.
Yeah.
So that winds up this week.
It does, until next week.
Until next week, Jeanette. For all life.